Dave Radigan is joining us, a comedian, educator, and we're talking about the reality that we are in, the new reality that we have found ourselves in now for over a week. Dave, welcome.
Yeah, non-essential businesses in Massachusetts have to shut down today, and it's fascinating to me that the liquor stores, Bill, are considered essential businesses, which I know is a huge relief to both of us.
Well, it is. I'm surprised at the panic. Actually, my wife did say she went by one liquor store the other day and there was a line. So to try it again, I would have thought there would have been more lines at liquor stores, to be honest with you.
Well, I got to tell you, it's funny because you look at the places that are, I mean, they're telling everybody no large gatherings. And it started out that the large gathering was like 1,000 people. And then it became 500. Then it became 25. And then you're like, okay, so there were no movie theaters open, there's no comedy shows, there's no this, there's no that, the schools are closed, but the supermarket is a whole different story. The supermarket, the package store, and I know especially the supermarket because that's the one I was really stunned by. You've got a full supermarket, people, and you've got all these reminders, social distancing. Some people are paying attention to it. Others have that feeling of like, you know, if we don't get close to each other, the virus wins. But it's just really funny because I spent the whole time at the grocery store trying to stay as far away from other people as I could. And then I noticed they funnel us all in the front to the register and the aisles. And you're stuck in close proximity to the bagger, to the person who's ringing you up, and then there'll be the person in front of you and behind you. And the person in front of you is trying to keep as much space between you and him as possible, and the person behind you is trying to crowd in because she wants to get her stuff onto the conveyor belt because she wouldn't want to lose those 5 seconds in her shopping experience.
Well, you know, God bless those people that are working at the grocery stores and at the pharmacies and so on. But, you know, the last time I went through the grocery store, I'm looking at the bagger, I'm looking at the checker, and you know, I'm looking at their faces. And now I'm thinking, I'm the last person they want to see. You know, they don't want to see, you know, and I don't blame them, you know.
Well, it's not you specifically. It's just that every customer that comes up to them is likely carrying the agent that's going to kill them. And, you know, maybe kill the whole family since they carry it home with them. And that person is angry because they're frustrated because they can't find a thermometer, they can't find Purell, and they can't find wipes, and somebody just took the last 17 rolls of toilet paper. It makes for, it's got to be the worst to work in a grocery store. Although I got to say that these people at least still have jobs. And, you know, that's the upside, but the downside is, you know, you don't know where this virus is coming from, and it is kind of scary.
It is funny that they clean out toilet paper and other paper products, but yet, you know, when I've been in the grocery store, you'd think there'd be a rush for chocolate and ice cream, but it doesn't seem like that's the case, you know?
Well, the funny thing is I saw these posts on Facebook about the weekend. We had that really nice day, and they said the line for ice cream at Hampton Beach was very, very long. And I don't know if it was long because people were standing six feet apart from each other, or if it was long because people just thought, well, it's ice cream. It's healing. It's a healing food. The other place that I've seen it is the drive-thru at Dunkin' Donuts, which I thought was hysterical because the drive-thru at Dunkin' Donuts, one of the days that I was out, was very long. And I remember thinking to myself, very few cars on the road, but they were all going to Dunkin' Donuts, and I said to myself, because when you think about food safety and public health safety, you think about, you know, the drive-through food worker, and you know, Dunkin' Donuts especially, where their employee motto is, if it's our break, we'll be smoking at the dumpster.
I know. It's fun. You know, I've been to a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru, and there is somebody smoking at the dumpster. You're absolutely right.
They don't want the employees to smoke near the restaurant because they think that's a bad look. So they throw them out near the
where the drive-thru shoots right by. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You can't see it unless you're in your car waiting to get food.
Oh, well. Well, again, those at least these guys are working, and there is coffee, and there is a donut if you desperately need one, as I might need one from time to time, for sure. Hey, now, Dave, there's no TV sports whatsoever, other than new sports, other than, I guess, they video gamed auto racing, and they put that on the TV. I think I heard that. But
I can see that. Esports.
Yeah, but...
Go ahead.
But there are no sports.
You know who's suffering. You know who's suffering the most, besides you and me?
No, who?
It's the bettors. The bettors. People who bet on games. Think about it. Suddenly you can't bet on anything. You can't bet anyway. You can't even go to, like, overseas and bet on soccer games for teams you don't know about. If you're one of these people who loves to bet, either because they're addicted or they just like doing it, you're stuck. You're stuck. This is the worst. Not only do you have to look at your wife and your kids, but now you've got nothing to occupy yourself and nothing to lose your money on.
You know who's guys I've just realized who are going through withdrawals? All those guys in the offices and at the workplaces in the past that used to do the March Madness squares. What are those guys doing now?
Oh, it's. I mean, you've got March Madness is gone. You've got no NHL playoffs. You've got no NBA playoffs. You've got no NHL or NBA. I have some buddies who are turning into reruns of these obscure sports that they're showing on ESPN, and they're betting on reruns of, like, cup stocking or cup stacking and hot dog eating. Well, probably not the hot dog eating, because they probably know who won that. But these obscure things from 1974, and they're calling each other, and they're like, I'm going to go with the guy in the red.
Well, I flip it on, and you got a basketball game, and the guys are wearing the short shorts, you know, from the old days, you know.
Yeah. I know some guys who bet on, a bat eating contest.
Okay, what kind of bat are we talking about here?
I know, I'm not talking about something corona-related. I'm talking about, these were Beavers, and it was Louisville Sluggers, and... Yeah, I won't be telling that one again. Sorry, Bill.
Okay. All right. So I'd actually,
you know,
I might watch that. I mean, watch a Beaver attack a Louisville Slugger, a 28 or a 36.
That would actually be probably a pretty cool little contest. One more thing. I you've seen people. Here's another place that people are congregating. If you go to walking spots like Halibut State Park in Gloucester or any of the trustees of the reservation properties, seeing a lot more people at those, particularly on the nicest days of the weekend. And it's really funny because, again, people are observing social distancing some of the time, not all the time. And have you been out hiking?
Yeah, I did. Not this past weekend. It was a weekend ago. Yeah.
Yeah. People come at you. The only time that you're really in a situation is when somebody is walking narrowly, you're on a narrow path and somebody's walking one way, you're walking the other way, you're going to pass each other. And I don't know if you found yourself doing this, but I found myself, every time I would do that, I would smile and I would nod, and I would always try to breathe to the opposite side, to the outside of the path as I walked past the person, or just hold my breath entirely for about 20 seconds.
I got one last thing for you, Dave, because we're not dispensing medical advice here, because we're really not trained to do that. But my daughters, we FaceTimed with my daughters the other day, and I hadn't shaved for a couple of days because why, you know, but one of them pointed out to me that, you know, that the beard could collect the coronavirus. So, you know, you know, be careful if you're not shaving. So don't give up everything.
That's interesting. I hadn't even thought about that. I've got my hermit beard going.
Yeah.
And I had not even thought about that. And of course, we're all the barbershops are closed.
Yeah.
So you're going to have people who dye their hair who are going to look very, very different. They're going to look very punk when all this ends.
Just throw some red in your hair. Here, you'll be fine.
Yeah. You're the expert on that, Phil.
You got it.
They're red.
All right, Dave. Always good talking with you. Be safe, and maybe we can check back again, because people seem to love these.
Oh, yeah, sure they do. Sure they do. Thank you, Bill.
Dave Radigan with us again, educator, comedian with us here on Connections.